Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want the latest news on the Super Bowl refereeing crew? Welcome back to hour number two of Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. We have this story covered from every angle. Carl Cheffer's crew will be refereeing Super Bowl.
A lot of penalties, apparently.
57, lots of penalties. Lots of penalties. We unwittingly went over that story two or three different times in the first hour of the program.
It's a very important story.
So if you missed it, I wanted to make sure I touched on it again. Nothing happened in sports today. Absolutely. If you're just tuning into the program, you haven't missed a thing. Lakers do play in Indiana tonight. LeBron James begins play 88 points short of tying Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time scoring record. That is among the highlights of what's coming up in the sports world this evening. Clippers have a good game at Milwaukee against the Bucks. A little NBA stuff for you, but it's been a pretty quiet day. Tony and I, we're fortunate that Tom Brady retired yesterday, gave us something to talk about. We were hoping Aaron Rodgers might
do something
right, to either retire or get traded. The best we can do is that Davante Adams is begging for Rodgers to come to Las Vegas and rejoin him with the Raiders. There was one story surrounding Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles today. According to New York Giants safety Julian Love, Sirianni is not the coach that you think he is. As a matter of fact, the only way he's in it in the Super Bowl is that, quote, he's in for a free ride right now. Love claims that Philadelphia just has such a talented roster. He said, you guys could coach this team, talking to the folks who were interviewing him. Now, they used to say something similar about Phil Jackson when he had Michael Jordan. It was like, you know what? Anybody could coach him and win championships. And then they said the same thing about Phil Jackson when he had Shaq and Kobe. And they've said the same things a lot about a lot of coaches over the years who've had superstar players. I just don't buy it, because a lot of teams have superstar players and a lot of teams have great talent, and they don't know how to piece it all together. I think you've got to give Nick Sirianni a certain amount of credit. Now, I don't think you have to necessarily automatically label a guy a genius if he wins a Super Bowl, or in the case of Kyle Shanahan, label him a genius for losing three NFC championship games. And another bit falls flat on the program because the producer of the show is not paying attention.
I was checking the newest bets.
I see. The Daily Gambit is coming up.
What was the joke that I missed? Nothing.
It's all good.
It was just another shot at your favorite head coach.
I feel vindicated.
You feel vindicated?
I feel vindicated. Right. I think, Chris, for one, for Sirianni, it's quite the opposite. I mean, he seemed at times that first year to be, at times looked a little bit, things were going a little too quick for him. But over the course of the season, he started to show that, you know, he was worthy of the title of being a head coach. And all he's done this year is continue to prove that. So I think it's a little rich coming from a dude who was on the team that just got their behinds whooped.
Yeah.
And really got their behinds whooped all year by the Eagles. So I just, you know, that's not who I want to hear that from.
No, I don't either. I will say one thing I heard about Nick Sirianni that I really liked. Remember his introductory press conference?
Yes.
It was
it was disaster.
It was.
Disaster. Debacle and everything else. Apparently, ahead of the NFC championship game this year, he showed that to his team and said, here's how far I've come, and you guys deserve to be here because here's how far you've come. We all make mistakes. We all get better from it. We learn from it. And we've gotten here because we've all learned the right lessons.
Listen.
He took that negative and turned it into a positive to get his team ready for the NFC Championship game. And, yeah, I've seen a lot of coaches who don't jump up and down on the bench. You don't have to yell, you know, to be successful. You can do all your coaching in film and in practice and in meetings. And then, to me, a great coach lets a great team play and doesn't get in the way. That's what he's done.
Hearing him on a few different interviews, so you know, since he started to kind of come out of his shell a little bit and that team has started to play well, you get the sense that he's a good motivator and that he knows how, aside from the X's and O's, he knows how to get these dudes to play for him. There's a reason why these dudes all are playing as hard as they do. We've seen teams with talented rosters before not be able to put it together the way the Eagles had this year. And I think that's a lot of that credit goes to Sirianni.
I would also like to point out that the last Philadelphia Eagles head coach that won the Super Bowl, Doug Peterson, also took the team to the Super Bowl in his second year as head coach of the team.
Look at you. Is that what that research was over there doing?
And he was fired in 2020. So we'll see what happens with Nick Sirianni in a couple of years.
Well, he also...
Because Doug Peterson was the talk of the league. Obviously, he won the Super Bowl. And then his team gave up on him 2 years later.
Carson Wentz, I think, had something to do with that. Just saying.
Maybe.
I bet he did. Speaking of that, let's get into the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Everybody, please gamble responsibly. Before you make your next bet, you have to check out BetQL. BetQL looks at every bet from every game to find you the best bets possible. Every bet is ranked on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. Football, basketball, pro, and college games, it's all there. Visit BetQL.com or download the BetQL app to get 3 days of BetQL access absolutely free. Out of the corner of my eye the entire time I was reading that, Tony was dancing over there, and it's very distracting. Alright, so a couple weeks ago, we talked about the odds on Tom Brady and whether or not, or what team he was going to sign with last, or his next contract. And we talked about the Patriots being a pretty good bet at like plus 900, I remember. I looked through my sheets, I couldn't find it. But Robert Kraft has recently said he really, really... He said the fans are clamoring for Robert Kraft to sign Tom Brady to a one-day contract to be a New England Patriot. So technically, when I looked at that bet earlier, it didn't say anything about having to take a snap in the new uniform.
Yeah.
But now it does.
Mr. Kraft messed that up for everybody.
Yes,
huh?
Now it does. Now the Patriots, you cannot bet on them anymore. But plus 900 would have been a nice payout.
What if you already took the bet before the print?
Oh, I don't think they can switch it now.
Yeah right. So, no. So that's still... If he
you
does
were
sign
smart enough to think ahead and believe that Tom Brady would retire... then get signed by the Patriots before he retired officially, then you deserve to cash in on that bet.
Yeah, you definitely deserve to cash in on that bet. But I
had
hope this
there
inkling.
Are some folks out there that did that.
Oh,
that would
yeah,
be
there
great.
Have to be. I should have done it. I was like, man, this I could put $10 on this. And
we just couldn't. None of us could really wrap our minds around him actually retiring.
Yeah, at the time,
until
yeah.
we saw his face yesterday.
His ever-changing looking face. Now,
taking
another shot. How many people's faces stay the same?
Just taking a shot at Tom, man.
I still have the same baby face I did when I was in my 20s.
What has Tom done to you, man? Why is it that you just have a knack for just picking on him? I don't know if picking on him is the right word.
I was thinking about this on the ride down. Why do I dislike Tom Brady so much?
Because he's successful?
Probably. Probably.
That's why you're a hater right there.
Good thing the show isn't very successful. You hate all of us.
No, I wouldn't hate being a part of it. If Tom's team, I would have been I would have loved him.
Love him.
If Tom was my quarterback, I would have loved Tom, but he's not. So everybody had to go through him all the time, and it was not fun for people. All right, parlays from last night that we did. The very random parlays. The first one, plus 943. Nets under 109.5 points against the Celtics. That one was easy, 96 points. Jason Tatum to score 35-plus points versus the Nets in the game. He ended the parlay because he had 31 points in the game. Royce O'Neal, everybody, we talked about him.
Did he get his, nine?
9.5. He had 7 points, so he didn't
get
there.
I knew he wasn't reliable.
Did not get there. This game was out of hand. Very early, Chris was updating us on it last night. Ended up, I think, 139-96 was the final score.
You know what was indicative of that score, right? There was a play last night in that game. I think it was in like the third or fourth quarter. Game is clearly out of hand. There's a Celtics have the ball, inbounding the ball from the baseline underneath their own basket.
Okay.
A Brooklyn defender is guarding the Celtic in the opposite corner. So if you could imagine where he's at, he's got his back turned toward the guy who has the ball inbounding it.
Yeah.
He just passes it to his guy. He never seen it. He just stood there. Even as the guy took the shot in the corner, he was just standing there looking. The ball was literally coming through the net before he realized.
Before he reacted.
That his guy had the ball and had already shot it.
Ooh.
That's the type of night the Brooklyn Nets.
That's not going to be a good film session.
It's got to be on Shaq and the Fool coming up.
Is that a burn the film type of game?
No, the Nets burn the first quarter. Get outscored by 30 points in the first quarter alone.
That's how you lost the game. Ultimately, is that 30 point?
That's drubbing in the first quarter.
Second parlay we did plus 797. Providence money line at Xavier. Well, Providence lost by one, so parlay is dead right there. North Carolina didn't cover either because Pitt beat them 65-64.
There was a little trolling in that after that game.
I
saw.
I didn't see that. Yeah, Georgia also lost by 21, so they were not even close to Auburn.
So all three lost in that parlay.
Yes, they did.
Boy, you come up with some real doozies.
Well, I made it clear that yesterday. I Googled best parlays for today, and these are the best.
That was the wrong website.
Evidently not.
All right. The bets for today, and we're going to start
with the lightning round.
If you don't know what the lightning round is, it's going to start tonight at 4 p.m., and it's the first event of the Pro Bowl, everyone. The lightning round is going to feature participants from each conference, and they're going to compete in three categories: a water balloon toss, attempting to field punts, and then a target competition trying to knock a bucket of water onto a coach. So there is no odds on individual players, but there are odds on whether or not the NFC or AFC wins. At minus 115 each. So if you just want to choose the NFC, you can. If you just want to choose the AFC, you can.
Do we know exactly what's taking place in the water balloon? Like, are they...
No, we're not going to
have to
see.
We don't know. Okay. So
I don't get any of these events, to be honest, other than maybe fielding punts. I don't understand what this has to do with football.
I think they're going to throw the football, I assume, to knock the water off or whatever that is.
Okay.
But I can't understand. Are they throwing water balloons at one? Or are they just throwing it to see how far
water
it goes?
Balloon toss. So maybe
they're just seeing how far they can throw it.
It's kind of hard to throw a water balloon, actually.
I can imagine. It's very difficult.
No, because if you throw it with too much force, it pops in your hand.
And maybe you're eliminated on that.
It could be.
Maybe that's the rules.
This is where we're at. This is off to a bad start for Pro Bowl.
Told you guys earlier in the week. Why would you go anywhere near watching any of this crap?
Yeah. The next event that's not going to take place today. D'Amico Ryans was introduced as head coach, and he put up a jersey that said coach. Couldn't get him a jersey with Ryans on it. NFC, for the precision passing event.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he just did it.
They got him like a... Just a.
It said coach on the back.
A plain wrap jersey.
I mean, I guess.
No,
I,
they had to custom make that.
I guess in some ways, you don't want to give him. He already has it. I mean, the jersey with his name on it. He already did that. He is a coach now. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you don't give the coach a jersey. I don't. Do they do jersey things all the time for coaches?
I think they do. Anyway, precision passing event in the Pro Bowl. There are six people taking this event, and it's Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith, and Jared Goff in the NFC. It's Trevor Lawrence, Tyler Huntley, and Derek Carr in the AFC. So you can bet the NFC is favored in this one. They think that the NFC is going to be a better precision passing event for this event. Final one, because I know that Chris hates every minute of what we're doing right now. Dodgeball.
This is another Pro Bowl event.
The NFC also a slight favorite in this one with -125
odds.
Each conference is going to have two teams, one for the offensive players, one for the defensive players. So you can bet on which team will win. The NFC and AFC offenses +225. I'm not even going to give you the rest of the odds. This is just ridiculous that people are even going to bet on dodgeball.
It's even dumber that people are going to watch it.
I will watch it. We're going to have it on in studio, Chris, starting at 4, the lightning round.
All right.
That is too funny.
And that's
my time.
That's it for the no bets we have today.
Yeah, it's a tough day to find bets. It's a tough day to find, unless you're into dodgeball or water balloon tossing, that's the kind of day it is in the world of sports. We'll take a quick timeout. More Gwen and Chris on the way. Coming up in this hour, we will talk some NBA basketball with Keith Smith. Top of the 4 o'clock hour, J.D. Luster from the San Diego State basketball team. So a lot still to come. Stick around.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
322. Yes, indeed. We are taking you through this Thursday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Slow day in sports, but that's okay. We got you. I'm getting into a little, I don't know if this is really a debate, but Chris and I talked about this maybe about 3 weeks ago, a month ago. John Morant made the comment that he was just fine in the West. And if you're not understanding what that means, the question was asked, you know, who did he think
he Who was he worried about?
Who was he worried about? Who did he
think? What other teams was he worried about
in the West
that could keep Memphis from getting to the NBA Finals this year?
And he said he wasn't worried about it. As a matter of fact, he brought up, he said the Celtics.
Who he obviously said he was worried about the Celtics, but they're in the East.
Right. So obviously he's saying there's a clear path.
With one sentence, he managed to diss the entire Western Conference.
Yeah, and it hasn't gone well for him to say the season.
Hasn't gone well since
they
he
have
did
played.
It. When are these guys going to learn?
Yeah, they played 15 games against teams that are possible playoff teams in the West. And remember, there's a bunch of them because from pretty much the four seed on down, it's separated by about four or five games. Right,
I mean, that's all.
If four to think about that, 4 to 13, it's pretty much separated by 4 to 5 games.
If the Lakers win 5 straight games and a couple of things break right, they could be the number 3 seed in the Western Conference just that quick.
That quick.
And right now they're 13th.
And so you know, we say that to say here are the teams that the Grizzlies have faced in that time. They faced the Warriors twice, lost. They faced the Suns twice, who I don't even think are at full strength. Lost.
No, Devin Booker's supposed to come back soon.
Lost twice. They've lost to the Lakers. They've lost to the Kings. They've lost to the T-Wolves. And they've lost most recently to the Blazers. Damian Lillard hung, I think, 40-something on them last night. So,
these are all teams that John Morant said he wasn't worried about.
No.
And they all have knocked off the Memphis Grizzlies since he said that.
And in basketball, it is one of those sports where because it can be controlled by one or two guys in the course of a game, something that you said that is motivating them can actually come back to hurt you. It's different than football where bulletin board material, it's hard to carry that for four quarters of a physical football game.
It's pretty obvious to me that the people that are putting together the NBA script and determining what's going to happen ahead of time were upset with John Morant's comments. And
They changed the script.
I hope they got an okay from Arian Foster. But they apparently changed the script and decided that it was time for the Memphis Grizzlies to struggle. It to me, it goes hand in hand. I don't know why these guys continue to put bulletin board material up there. It's as if they're trying to prove that it just doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is it can matter.
Yeah. And we just saw that in the Chiefs game.
Yeah. I mean, the Bengals, not that the Chiefs weren't going to show up, but why wake up a sleeping dog? I mean, go in there and try to get your win and go to the Super Bowl.
The common denominator between the two is that they're both young teams. And yeah. So these are the type of growing pains that come along with young teams. Memphis Grizzlies did well last year. They got deep into the playoffs last year.
They had a great team.
And they still have a great team.
But you know, ever since he made those comments, they've had some injuries. Guys have gotten hurt. They've lost some really close games. I don't believe in luck. I don't necessarily believe in a lot of things when it comes to sports. But karma is one of the things that I do buy into. And I think you can have good karma and you can have bad karma. And I think the Memphis Grizzlies have some bad karma right now, and it's playing out.
Yeah, because it's not as though they forgot how good they were, because this is still a really good team. But when the flow of a game can be dictated by a superstar, and a lot of those are in the West, and those same teams that we just named, whether it's De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, whether it's Damian Lillard going for Portland, these dudes can have like direct impact on some of the things you say. And maybe this will serve as a bit of a learning lesson for that young Grizzlies team. It's okay to be brash and confident, but when you start saying that you have
No competition.
Those type of words can get the attention
of the Nuggets and the Kings and the Clippers and the Mavs and the Warriors and the Suns.
Yeah, we'll talk. And that goes for assistant coaches too, because I know there was one going at Luka Doncic the other day, And that resulted in like a 60-point game. So
that's just the dumbest thing you
just
can do.
Leave these dudes alone.
Leave these dudes alone.
They are not to
They're
be
already
messed with.
Dangerous enough.
Right.
You don't have to ask them to slay you.
No,
they will do it anyway.
We'll talk more about it with Keith Smith from SpotTrack when we get back home from this next break. But it's one of those things that is truly. We've watched enough sports to know that those things don't usually end well. But yet, we still see a ton of people doing it. So, all right, let's get to break. When we return, we got Keith Smith. As I said, SpotTrack when we return.
All right, we're only 20 minutes away from the start of the water balloon toss at the Pro Bowl festivities. Can't wait. Quite the day in the world of sports. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios, hoping that some news breaks here within the next couple of hours to give us something to sink our teeth into. But we roll on. Joining us shortly will be Keith Smith from SpotTrack, covers the NBA. Good NBA basketball writer. We'll get some of the latest storylines from him on what's happening in the association. To that end, Lakers are at Indiana tonight. Clippers are at Milwaukee a little bit later on. In fact, I was looking at that, Tony. The Clippers-Milwaukee game tonight is scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock Pacific time.
In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. That means it'll start at 9 o'clock in Milwaukee.
It's a weird start time, right?
That's about as late as I can think of any game in any sport starting. You know, at 9 o'clock, that's a late night if you are a Milwaukee Bucks fan. Yeah,
typically, when TNT does a game, there's usually an East Coast, West Coast game.
West Coast.
So it makes sense. This is East Coast and Central.
Time.
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
That's so rough for the Bucks.
Bucks fans got to stay up late tonight. 9 o'clock start there in Wisconsin. College basketball, Aztecs will be home to Boise State. Tomorrow night, we'll have J.D. Luster from the Aztec basketball team joining us at the top of this hour to discuss that game and the Aztecs' recent loss to Nevada. As they'll try to get back on track tomorrow night. They're a solid favorite over Boise State. 7 points is the spread for that game tomorrow night, obviously owing to how good San Diego State is at home. But Boise State beat San Diego State not once.
Twice.
Not twice. Three times
right,
last
tournament.
Year. They knocked them off in the Mountain West Conference tournament. So the Aztecs owe the Broncos. We'll see if they can get that done tomorrow night. As far as college basketball is concerned, last night, I don't know if you saw, the number 2-ranked Tennessee Volunteers went down to defeat. Fell on the road at Florida to the Gators. So the kind of strange up-and-down nature of college basketball
continues,
season.
Right?
Yeah, it just keeps on going that way. Purdue has stayed mostly above the fray. Purdue's got only one loss and is right now the unanimous number one team in college basketball. I must say, they have a real, like a 7'2" center that's probably going to be the player of the year. And I can't think of his name offhand. He hasn't had that kind of an impact on me yet. But the rest of Purdue's team is fairly pedestrian. I don't think it's a superstar Purdue team. I mean, somebody's got to be ranked number one, so they are. We'll see what happens come tournament time.
Yeah,
I'm hoping that the Aztecs do a reversal of the last few years.
How's Jaden Ivey playing? I remember him from Purdue last
Jaden
year.
Jaden Ivey
for
went to the
Detroit
Pistons.
Pistons,
I believe, this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, how's he playing? Do you guys know?
Nope. I don't.
All right, let me go look up his stats. No, the only
well,
reason I remember him.
Playing.
I think
I mean,
they have one of the worst records in the league.
Yeah, they're way down there.
The only reason I was wondering is because we did talk about him a lot at the end of last year.
He's
having a good year.
I've seen him play. He definitely is still, he's one of the
he's averaging,
one of their guys.
He's averaging 48 games played. He's averaging 15-4-4. That's not bad.
That's a good start to
yeah.
your career.
Yeah. And that's without the first pick they had last year, who's missed all of the season.
It'd
so.
Be nice to win a game once in a while if you're Jaden Ivey, but that's what happens when you're a top pick, right?
You know who hasn't played this season
team.
Or hasn't really? It has only played 1 minute this season. Buddy Boeheim.
Buddy Boeheim.
Oh, the guy
Buddy,
who destroyed
yeah.
the Aztecs in the tournament
right.
game when he made
what
like,
team is he not playing
Pistons.
For?
Guess
oh, he's
what team is he not playing?
Yeah,
for?
Yeah, he's literally played 1 minute this season. And it happened on October 21st.
All right.
Well, I don't know why I'm so angry about Buddy Boeheim, but
yeah, he got hot at the wrong time as far as San Diego State was concerned, because he simply could not miss a shot back in that game a couple years ago. But we'll see. Maybe this is the year that the Aztecs are not as dominant defensively during the course of the regular season and get it all together just in time.
Yeah.
for the March Madness. That would be a wonderful thing.
And, you know, that's something we'll get a chance to talk to with J.D. Lester on in yeah. terms of, because we've talked about all year that defense whipping into shape. And, you know, I contend last game, Nevada made some tough shots, man.
They did.
They did.
They did. We'll see what J.D. Lester has to say about that at the top of the hour. But we're going to talk a little NBA basketball here shortly with Keith Smith. And we're going to do that now. Did you want to get traffic in, Scraby? Are you hankering for some traffic?
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Keith Smith from SpotTrack joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Talk a little NBA basketball. We appreciate the time, Keith. How are you today? Nice to catch up with you.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Let's start with LeBron James. I mean, my goodness, he's got 88 points to go to catch Kareem for the all-time record. He seems like he's playing almost as well as he ever has. Hopefully he'll break the record at home in two or three games. The Lakers come back home, but is there any another level that he can go to with how he's playing now? Should we be impressed, or should we just think this is same old, same old?
It's funny. It's a little bit of all of that. Like, I don't know that there's another level he can go to. That would be kind of mind-blowing if there was. But I do think we should be impressed with what he's doing, considering this is year 20. But then it's also a little bit of same old, because this is what he's always been. Right. So, you know, it's kind of all of the above. I mean, he has been absolutely incredible, considering, you know, he's 38, he's year 20 in the league, all those things that go with that. It is just unreal that he's still doing this at this, you know, rate and at this level.
And, you know, Keith, that brings me to what Chris and I have been talking about in terms of the league in itself. I mean, there are so many really fantastic players. I mean, LeBron James in his 20th year, we'll put that aside for a sec, but you got Embiid, you got Jokic, you got Doncic, you got so many really good stars in this league. And when it comes to the All-Star game, it seems like somebody gets left off every time. Is there any fix for what we've seen in terms of who got in this year, who's starting versus is there another way to pick these teams?
I mean, you could do other things. You could have, some have suggested, you know, you have just a panel of voters that are made up of some players and some broadcasters and those kind of things. And I think that that's okay for an idea. I think they did a good job with rebalancing so it wasn't just the fan vote,
right?
Because we saw very close to getting Zaza Pachulia in a game when he shouldn't have been, you know, if you wanted to go to the All-Star game, he should have been buying a ticket.
Right.
And that almost happened. And we're at a point where it's like, we can't be doing that. So I think by giving the fan vote some weight, of course, because at the end of the day, the All-Star game is for the fans. I've seen some suggestion of, you know, the players are the ones who are playing. Just let them do all the voting. And then you see the players voted, I want to say it was six different players who haven't even played in a single game this season.
Right.
Got All-Star votes. I've been in locker rooms when it's time for the players to do their voting, when two guys are at the end of the bench, look at each other and be like, hey, you vote for me and I'll vote for you. Okay, let's go. So I don't think that's a real solution. I think it's pretty much okay, you know, where we are. I don't think most years we get anybody who's super egregious put into the game. And who starts, that part to me is not as important as who actually makes the game. And I think when we get to that level, they generally get it more right than they do wrong.
Just to follow up on that, Keith, one of the things I saw was they kind of had the percentages of the players' votes and who they voted for. And in the guard position, I found it strange. I don't know if it was strange, but Trae Young didn't seem to get a lot of fanfare from his peers. What did you make of that? It seemed like he was 12th of the guards from the guard standpoint. He seems to be better than 12th on the guards point, but most of the players disagreed with that.
Yeah, I think that's one where he has a little bit of a rep among his fellow players as far as being a guy who's been kind of tough to play with at times for his teammates, so you get a little bit of that in there. I think some guys don't enjoy all the trash talk, considering I think the feeling is, hey, you made it once to the conference finals, and you talk an awful lot for a guy who hasn't really won anything. So I think when you put all those factors in, I think that works against a guy like him.
Keith Smith is with us talking some NBA basketball. Keith, last night the Celtics put up 46 points in the first quarter. They hit 26 three-point shots in the game, and they blew out the Brooklyn Nets. I bring the 26 three-point shots. The state of the NBA right now, a lot of scoring, a lot of three-point shooting, a lot of isolation. Is everybody in the NBA happy with how the game is being played right now?
Yeah, I think in general they are. I don't know that there's a lot of isolation. The isolation numbers are actually down overall in the league. I think that's a thing people see sometimes when they want to see that versus seeing how it's going. The three-point shooting, of course, that is up. But I think what's happened is we've reached a perfect storm of eye test and analytics combining for these players who have been drilled often since they were in high school level to say, hey, you know what you never make is 15 to 25-foot shots on the left wing. So those guys don't ever take 15 to 25-foot shots on the left wing. And if you make 70% of your shots from 18 to 22 feet from the right corner in baseline, then they focus on shooting in there. I think, you know, all the data we have now, combined with the coaching, combined with, quite frankly, the skill level of the players, higher and better than it's ever been, that's combined for this offensive explosion. And of course, with the three-point shooting, anytime you could go to a point and get a score that is worth, you know, half as much as, again, as a regular score, you're going to emphasize those shots a lot more, because even if you shoot them at a lower percentage, it's all going to even out in the wash in the end.
It's certainly analytics has certainly taken sports to a place that I don't think anybody really imagined. Keith, I want to move to the trade deadline. That's coming up here February 9th. How active do you think this deadline will be? It's kind of been hard to tell from the outside looking in.
Yeah, it's a weird situation over the last couple of years. What we've seen is the combination of the play-in tournament being a thing and teams staying alive that would have had nothing to play for previous years now have something to play for and have a chance to still say, hey, if we get hot, we can get in to the postseason. You add that to the fact that they've flattened out the lottery odds, so teams don't show up, you know, 2 weeks ahead of Halloween before the season starts with the plan of, hey, we cannot win more than 20 games.
Right.
We got to bottom out to do that. Those combined things have made it so the trade deadline becomes kind of different than it's always been. It used to be, all right, we've got our 10 bad teams. We've got our 10 teams that are trying to win the title. We've got 10 teams in the middle. And the 10 bad teams will trade their good players to the teams that are trying to win for draft picks and young players. We don't necessarily have that. There's only four truly bad teams in the NBA right now, going a week ahead of the deadline. So what we're seeing is more of, hey, you have a lot of centers. We have a lot of guards. You need guards. We need centers. And we see trades like that. Like that Tyrese Haliburton for Domantas Sabonis trade a year ago, I think, is kind of the new norm of what we might see. That's a long way to say, I think we're still going to get some activity here because it's not a very good free agent class this summer. You also have 10, 12 teams that if you ask them, they believe, hey, we have a chance of winning this title. The league's as wide open as it's ever been. So you combine those two things, I think you're going to see teams trying to gear up and fix what they, you know, holes that they have in their rotations to really get after this the rest of the way.
Keith, there are two words when you put them together, two words you put together that the NBA doesn't want to hear. But to me, they're two words that are a big problem for the league right now. And those two words are load and management. And I haven't got the word that anybody is sitting out tonight, but this happens often around the NBA. I think too much for a lot of people's liking. Steph Curry, I thought, had an interesting comment. He said it's not the players necessarily that want off. It's the teams that want the players to take the games off. So I don't know what the solution to this is. Does the NBA, though, feel like it's an issue that has to be looked into?
They do to an extent. I think the NBA is in a point where collectively everyone, and I will kind of counter with Steph Curry on that a little bit to say everybody is focused on, I need to be at my best in April, May, and June. And if that means missing 15 to 20 games in October through the middle part of April is the way to do that, then that's the way to do that because it has become, it's no longer satisfiable, I guess, for people to say, you know, well, you know what, we lost in the conference finals, or we had a 50-win season but bowed out in the second round, but that's a pretty good year. It's become you win or you don't, and everybody else, you know, there's one winner and 29 failures in the league, and that's the way it's viewed. And when that's the way it's going to be viewed, teams and players are going to do everything they can to get to the postseason to be in the best spot to succeed. And now I will agree with Steph to some extent. I know Jason Tatum, a great example, one of the teams I cover heavily is the Celtics. He has openly said, you know, we sit out, we map out, all right, hey, you're going to get a rest game here on this day in the middle of December. And then it comes to that day and Tatum's like, nah, I'm good, I'm playing. And then he basically fights the team to let him play. And sometimes the team says, no, you're going to sit out. So it's a very, very tricky spot. But the league is concerned because the one thing they really don't like is the idea of, you know, some kid here in Orlando where I'm based out of, you know, and his family pays a whole bunch of money to see Stephen Curry, and the Warriors decide, you know what, that's the game we're taking off. We're going to, you know, play our, you know, backups and our G League guys in that game. And that's something the league does not necessarily like.
Yeah, and that's what makes it difficult, right, is that, as you mentioned, all these organizations want to be champions ultimately. They're not content with Western Conference or Eastern Conference champions. They want to be NBA champions. There can only be one of those, yet you also have the other side of the coin where fans are paying a lot of money to come watch these games. It'll be interesting to see how that all gets worked out. I want to stick with the Celtics because Jason Tatum has elevated himself and really from last year's playoff run till through this season as one of the best players in the league. Is he starting finally to get to that point in his career where he can actually carry a team by himself, because he has been phenomenal this season?
Yeah, he's there, and we've seen that in games where Jaylen Brown has had to miss time. Jason Tatum can be one of those guys who says, all right, get on my back, guys. Let's go. I got this the rest of the night. Now, that's not any slight on Jaylen Brown, who's having an outstanding season, and I think here probably in about 10, 15 minutes is going to be named an all-star alongside Jason Tatum. But Tatum is – he is one of those guys who's on that short list for MVP. And being an all-star is great, but there's a big difference between all-star and all-NBA, and then there's an even bigger difference between all-NBA and MVP, and Tatum's in that MVP mix. His two-way play is as good as any player in the league. He brings it on defense every single night. He's continually asked to guard often the opponent's best wing with size. It's, you go out there and guard the LeBron Jameses of the world. You take Luka Doncic down the stretch of games, and that's what he's asked to do, and carry a massive offensive load as a scorer. He's leveled up as a playmaker. He's getting on the boards this year. He's just an absolutely wonderful all-around player. And it's important to note, too, he's 25 years old, so there's still a lot more growth to come for him in his game.
There's a guy that never takes a load management day, Keith Smith. We appreciate the time, as always, Keith. Always great NBA insight, and look forward to catching up with you come April or so, and give us a little playoff preview. But enjoy the season until then. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. No load management days, but I am looking forward to the All-Star
break. Give him a little All-Star break. He'll take that. All right. Keith Smith from SpotTrack. Joining us on the Premier Chevrolet Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads. How do you rate it, Tony? 1, 2, 3. MVP vote right now if you had to turn it in. Tatum on top, Doncic second, Giannis, Jokic. There's four guys right there that you could make a case for.
I would say Tatum is at the top. He's been doing it all season long. With guys hurt, I would put Jokic second.
Jokic second still.
I mean, okay. He is he's doing the same thing he's been doing the last 2 years that he won it.
I know.
That sucks because Embiid really got after him the last time, right?
There's at least five guys that deserve this award, and I agree. That's at least five. That's not even including LeBron James. Who will just completely get overlooked, even though he single-handedly carried the Lakers to the record that they have.
He 100% should be mentioned in it.
So, Dame Lillard, another guy. But he gets 60 points once a week. Dame Lillard.
Starting to feel like it, right?
Ah, man. Giannis. Did we mention Giannis?
We didn't mention Giannis.
One of the best players ever. NBA is stacked right now.
Fantastic.
Stacked with incredible players. Incredible players. All right. Good stuff from Keith Smith. You know, the thing is you bring up the load management question, even so, Keith Smith, there's no answer to it.
There isn't.
Nobody's
because
got
the teams are in on
thing
it.
To say.
Even if there is one or there's guys saying that, we're going to take depth so I can be the best neighbor, teams are in on the idea as well. But it's not optically not a good look to have people
man.
Show up to see somebody and not playing.
Terrible look indeed. All right. Chris vs. the Fans is usually next, but don't call today because we're going to talk some San Diego State basketball with J.D. Lester, one of their head coaches or one of their assistant head coaches. He'll be with us next. Chris vs. the Fans will be pushed back to 5 o'clock today, so you have to wait a little longer as Gwen and Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.